Yes.
Right. So we're in chapter 35. And what chapter 35 has been talking about is the way in which each person is like a spiritual lamp. And it imagines it like an oil lamp, where you've got the wick inside the bowl of the lamp, and then there's oil, and then the wick is burning with a nice beautiful flame. And the person is like that. This is an image from the beautiful, from the sacred Zohar, which talks about this. The person is like this. The person himself or herself, the body of the person, the physical person, their character, that's the wick. And then the flame shining above their head, that is the divine presence, which is like an aura around the person's head. And the oil are the mitzvahs that the person does. So the good deeds that a person does, that is the means to have this oil, spiritual flame of the divine presence. Now here we are on what's 88 at the top and page 159 and 160 at the bottom of the English edition, and we're about nearly halfway down, and it's three words in, Vihine Inyan Hashroz
Hashkina. Vihine, I've got it.
That's it, Vihine. Now, so the whole idea, you see, through the fact of the mitzvah, the person is really connected to Hashem in a beautiful way, because when we are studying mitzvahs and doing mitzvahs and keeping mitzvahs, then there is a tremendous bond between the person and Hashem. Vihine inyan hashroz hashchina. Now when it describes the idea of the indwelling of the divine presence, the Shechina, hu gilu elokuso yisbalach, this is the revealing of Hashem's godliness. V'or ein sof baruch. So there we have the idea of the indwelling of the Shechina, the revelation of Hashem's godliness, v'or ein sof baruch, the radiance of the infinite, be'eza dova, in something, like in a person, v'hainu loyma, so as much as to say, she'oisoi dova, that thing, nichlal be'or Hashem, is included, is absorbed in the radiance of Hashem. Ubotol loy b'metzias legamrei, and is completely given over and abnegated, like without its own personal self, just given over to Hashem. Thank you. Sha'oz, thanks very much. Sha'oz, hu sheshoire umiskale boy Hashem echad. That is when Hashem, who is one, is revealed inside the person. So in other words, it's a kind of a total absorption of the person, a total being one with Hashem through utter dedication. Avol kol ma sheloi botel elof b'metzias legamrei, but anything which isn't completely dedicated to God in that way, Eino Hashem shoyre umiskale boy, then the radiance of Hashem doesn't dwell and isn't revealed in it, in that person, to the same way. Now, what he's saying, a very subtle thing here, because what he's saying is that by the fact of a person doing mitzvahs, at the moment that a person's doing a mitzvah, in that doing of the mitzvah, they are completely given over to Hashem. That's what they're doing. They're doing that action, and they are absorbed in it, and the fact that that is their prime activity at that moment, so that is something which is connecting them to Hashem in a very deep way. Now, you might have a very, very spiritual person who is thinking about Hashem, or who's like a very, very spiritual person, but nonetheless, in order for that person to be really bonded with Hashem, he actually has to do the mitzvahs. You can't have the idea of being very holy and not doing mitzvahs. because it's the mitzvahs, the good deeds, the Torah instructions that the Torah tells us to do, that is the reality of the person's bond with Hashem. And you could have a person who seems a very, very spiritual person, very ethereal, with tremendously spiritual perspective. But if it doesn't come out in the reality of practical action, then, in a sense, you have a person who is in himself very spiritual, but that can even be separate.
What about people? I see people that do a lot, and yet I don't think they consider themselves spiritual, and yet they do a lot.
Well, you know, we can't measure the way that
they're
Hashem
good
measures.
People. They do a lot, but I think they, on the surface, they don't appear to sort of have much belief in anything.
Yes, so they're like, they have a good heart, and they actually do a lot of, they help people, and
yes.
So on. Well, I mean, the point is that there are different kinds of mitzvah. There are mitzvahs between the person and other people, and there are mitzvahs between the person and Hashem. So, for example, to keep kosher, to keep Shabbos, is a mitzvah between the person and Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
To give charity and to help someone, to look after someone, that's the mitzvah of love of one's fellow. That's a mitzvah between the person and
after
other people.
They're different things.
So you have to try to keep all the mitzvahs that come your way. I mean, that's the thing. And one might be very dedicatedly doing one mitzvah but completely ignoring another, so that is a lack. So if we discover in ourselves that there's some area that we're not keeping that we could be keeping, so we try and do that. And when we meet someone else who is very, very good in one dimension, so it's nice to try and help them to be very good in every dimension. One may not manage to do that, but that's certainly the ideal. As for judging where they are, that we leave up to Hashem. But the idea that ideally a person should be carrying out the mitzvahs between people and the mitzvahs between the person and Hashem, all of those are significant. Davening is important, Shabbos is important, Kashrus is important, and giving charity is important, and helping another person, and being kind, and looking after someone, and so on. So all these different things, they all fit together. So you've got the idea, va'av tzaddik gomu. So even a complete tzaddik, a very, very spiritual kind of person, shemizdabik boy, who's cleaving to God, ba'av rabba, with great love, and he feels such great love in his heart, harileis machshava tfisa beklal be'emes. In fact, in truth, thought doesn't grasp Hashem at all. Ki amitas Hashem elikim emes, because the true nature of Hashem, who is truth, who Yehuda v'achdusai, is the absolute infinite oneness of Hashem. Shehu lebadoi hu, that He, God, is the only reality. Ve'efes biladoi mamash, and there's nothing apart from Him at all. So ve'im kein, and if so, zeh ha'oyev, this person who loves Hashem so much, shehu yesh v'loi efes, he is someone. He's someone who loves God, and he's very tangibly there. He's not nothing. And so what Rabbi Shneur Zalman is saying is that this very deeply, apparently very deeply spiritual person, but who doesn't actually do the mitzvahs in the proper way, or in a dedicated way, this tremendous love and spirituality is really a limitation. Or it's not really being fulfilled the way it could be, because he is yesh, he's something that exists, v'loy efes, he's not naught, he hasn't transcended his self, leis mashova delei tfisa beklal, his thought ultimately doesn't grasp Hashem at all, because we can't grasp Hashem. Hashem is infinite. The way we can connect with Hashem is by doing a mitzvah that Hashem has commanded. And so therefore, when we're doing a mitzvah, Hashem is telling us to do something, and we're busy involved in doing it. At that moment, the person's completely involved in this. So if instead of doing mitzvahs, we just choose to be, or try to be, a very, very spiritual person, Then, says Rabbi Shneur Zalman, we are just, as it were, lost in our own self, our own spiritual self. See, that's the interesting thing. Mm-hmm. You can have a self which wants to indulge itself, you know, by eating or by going to, you know, by some kind of sport or some kind of enjoyment or swimming or whatever it might be. Which of course you could have, these are all very healthy activities as well. You need to eat, you need to be healthy. But you could have someone who indulges overmuch, let's say, in something. And then you can have a person who indulges in spiritual things. And his indulgence in spiritual things can also be, as it were, misguided and without a sense of direction. So he's just lost in this sort of spiritual dimension. And Rabbi Shneur Zalman says here, "Ve'ein or Hashem shoro umeskali bay," and the radiance of Hashem does not dwell on him; it's not revealed in him. Eila, only. How do you get the radiance of Hashem dwelling in us? Al yedei kim hamitzvos, through keeping the mitzvahs of the Torah. Shehein ratzonei v'chochmosi yisbarach, because the mitzvah is the will of Hashem. The mitzvah is the wisdom of Hashem, mamash, truly. Bli shum hestepanim, without any concealment whatsoever of Hashem. That's the amazing thing, that the mitzvah is the expression of Hashem's infinite power. And when we are keeping the mitzvah, we are actually bonded to Hashem. Now we have a footnote here. Let's have a look at this little footnote. Here, you see it in little letters. Hogger. Now, this is a note. The Rabbi Shneur Zalman, the author of Tanya, is writing here, V'cha'asher shamati mimoiri ola b'shalom. As I heard from my teacher, peace be on him. Now, the teacher of Rabbi Shneur Zalman was the great rabbi, Rabbi Dov Ber of Meserich. He was the second leader of Hasidism. First of all, there was the holy Baal Shem Tov. Then came Rabbi Dov Ber of Meserich. And then came Rabbi Shneur Zalman. So Rabbi Shneur Zalman is saying, as I heard from my teacher. He loved his teacher very much, Rabbi Dov Ber. And in fact, Rabbi Shneur Zalman's oldest son is called Dov Ber after his teacher. His teacher passed away and he gave that name to his son. So, as I heard from my teacher, Pedus V'tam, a reason, L'masha Kosu Be'etz Chaim, what it says in Eitz Chaim. Eitz Chaim is the name of a book. Literally, the words mean the tree of life. And that's the name of a book of Kabbalah written by Rabbi Chaim Vital, who was a student of Rabbi Isaac Luria. And it was written around 1580, 1570, that kind of time. The Arizal passed away 1572, so it was after that time that Eitz Chaim got written, the Tree of Life. And what does it say there? She'or ein sof baruch hu, that the radiance of the infinite, einu misyached afilu ba'olam atzilus, does not unify itself with anything. Even in the world of Atzilus, that means the highest world. Yes, there are different levels of world. We're in the world of action. But then there's higher, there's the world of creation, of formation, of creation, and of Atzilus, emanation. It only bonds with anything. Eila al yedei yislapshuso etrila besvilus chochma. By being first of all enclosed in the quality of wisdom, chochma, which is the first sphere. And now wisdom suggests selflessness. Why is wisdom selfless? Because when you're trying to understand someone, you have to stop thinking about all the different things that are going on, and you just try and listen to hear what they're saying. So in a sense, wisdom is a kind of suspension of oneself. And it's also, the Hebrew word is koyach, the power of ma. And the word ma literally means what, and it relates to a phrase that Moses and Aaron said, what are we that you should complain at us, they said to the Jewish people in the desert. In other words, we're nothing. So wisdom represents the quality of selflessness. And the way in which Hashem relates to anything is through that quality of wisdom, meaning selflessness. V'hainu mishum, and that is because she'ein sof baruch hu, the infinite blessed be he, who echod emes, he is the ultimate one. Amen. Now you need to get onto a page called 161, so you might have gone the wrong way. I think maybe if you go the other way. Yeah, that. See those two lines? So hu levadai hu, and at that level Hashem is the only reality. The angel also, and there's nothing else. He madregas hachochma, and that is the level of wisdom, and that's the way that we are able to relate to Hashem on that infinite level of complete selflessness. So in other words, the way to come close to Hashem is not by being very significant. It is by a kind of selfless dedication to the mitzvahs of Hashem. That's what makes a person bonded to Hashem. It's their non-being, in a way.
Now, I don't quite know that. What do you mean?
In other words, the person is trying to do, let's say you're working the center, right? And you're trying to help someone.
Yeah.
So at this moment, when you're doing that, your whole focus is trying to help that person. And that is a mitzvah. That is a mitzvah of Avos Yisrael. That's a mitzvah of love of your fellow. It's a mitzvah of charity. You're giving of the tzedakah, of your time, by the fact that you're spending time there and looking after people, helping to look after people. And at that moment...
But that doesn't make me good if I... Or does it? Just because you want to do it.
Well...
I don't think so.
You see, that's the interesting thing. At that moment,
I wouldn't say that I'm better than anybody else, because I do what I do. I don't know why I do it. It's just something I want to do. I have to do it. And there are people who are more compassionate than me that can't face it. They can't face that side of life. Where you see people that are. You know, they're suffering, they're not suffering, but they're in a different world than what we are, in a different world. But you still need people around them while they're in that life.
You're right.
But other people can't face that, you know. They can't face it. Why, and I can face it, and I love doing it, but I wouldn't say that I'm better, they may be better people than me.
Well... We're not trying to give points.
It's just that I'm made that way and somebody else does a different thing.
Well, each person might have their own way of dedication. But in terms of your life, when you look at the different aspects of your life, this, what you are doing, practically helping other people, is a very, very deeply significant thing.
I like doing it, but I want to do it.
Well, thank God that you want to do the thing which is a very beautiful thing to do.
I don't think to myself that I'm in any way great or anything like that.
Well, you don't have to think in those terms. You just have to be yourself.
Just an ordinary person, really.
Well, everyone's just an ordinary person. But you as an ordinary person are very crucial for the whole existence of the world. Each person is like a letter in a Torah scroll. And as you know, each letter in the Torah scroll is infinitely important. If one letter were missing, then the Torah couldn't be read, it wouldn't be kosher. So that means every single person is absolutely vital.
It's a rather strange thing, so I don't consider myself to be the most communicative person. I wouldn't say that I'm even that friendly, but I can communicate with these people, but I don't know why.
Well, that's a wonderful gift.
How do I communicate with them? Because I don't know why, but I do. I'm bringing something out for them. But what is it that makes me do this thing?
Do you think this is a skill that you learned with your late husband?
Yes, I learned it. I did learn. Oh, yes, that gave me that experience.
Right.
But somehow I've always managed to be looking after somebody, and perhaps that's a need in me to have to do this.
Yeah, but according to the Torah, it's a need that we all should have. Some people feel the need and enjoy the need and enjoy fulfilling it. But really, for one person to care for another is why we were created. We have to look after each other.
Well, I say the giving is receiving. I've never lost because of that.
Absolutely.
I've never lost at all. I've not one little bit. But God, the Almighty, has never left me empty-handed.
Beautiful. Thank God.
Whatever has happened, still never left me empty-handed.
Well, that's very beautiful. Okay, so let's go back to page 160, which is before this footnote. So if we go here, there we are.
Yes.
Vihine. Now, behold.
Where am I?
Vihine. There.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Vihine kasha adam oisik b'torah. Now, when a person studies Torah, azay nishmosoi, then his soul or her soul, shehi nafsho elikis, his divine soul, im shnei levusheya hapnimim levadom, with the two inner garments, that's thought and speech, alone, shehim koyach hadibo, the power of speech, umachshava, and the power of thought. Now we go back to the other page. No, I think if you just turn it over. Yeah, there we are.
Thank you. Yes.
Then those two aspects of the person, thought and speech, so now we're on page 161, 162.
Right.
Through study of Torah, the person's thought, because they're thinking about what they're learning, and their speech, because they're saying the words, are absorbed in the radiance of Hashem the Infinite. And they are unified with Hashem, b'yichud gomu, with a total unity. V'hi hashros hashchina al nafsha lekis, and that is the indwelling of the divine presence al nafsha lekis, on his divine soul. K'maymer azal, as the sages tell us, that it's learning Torah is a wonderful thing. Sha'afilu echad, that if you only have one person, who is sitting and studying Torah, Shechina Immoy, the divine presence, is with him. Ah, now, but this is not enough. He's going to tell us. This is not enough. Study of Torah is beautiful. And it's actually a mitzvah as well. But you have to also have the more practical dimension. Ah, but Kadei lahamshich or, in order to draw down the radiance, v'ha'oras hashchina, and the illumination of the divine presence, gam al gufoy, also on one's physical body, v'nafsha habahamis, and one's animal soul, shehi achiyunis, which is the vital energy, force, hamalubeshes begufoy mamash, which is really there, enclosed in our physical body, Tzorich lekayim mitzvahs maisius. We have to keep practical mitzvahs. Hanasim al yedei haguf mamash, which are achieved.
Pardon me.
They're achieved through the effort of the person, the physical body itself. Sha'oz, and then koyach haguf mamash, the actual power of the body, shabasiyazu, which is involved in this activity, nichlal ba'or Hashem, is absorbed in the radiance of Hashem, v'ratzoinoi, it's absorbed in the will of Hashem, u'meyuchud boy, it's unified within him, b'yichud goma, it's unified with God, b'yichud goma, with a total unity, v'hu levush hashlishi, and that is the third garment, shel nefesh elokis, of the divine soul. The two inner garments are thought and speech. The third garment is what? What's the third garment? Thought is the innermost garment. Then comes speech. And the third garment, do you know? Thought, speech, and...
Nachachma. No. Thought, speech.
Yeah, and we're going out into the world. More physical, more practical. Thought, speech.
Koyach?
Yes, koyach, action. Doing things. Mm-hmm. So that's the power of action. So you see, the action that the person does is really a garment of the divine soul. It might be a garment of the animal soul if we do a different kind of action. But if we're doing an action which is something which is beneficial, which is a mitzvah, which is helping a person, that is a garment of the divine soul. Va'azai, and then a wonderful thing happens. Gam koyach nefesh echayunis. The power of the vital soul, that means the energy, shebegufoi mamash, which is in the person's body, shemekripas noiga, which in itself could be used for all kinds of negative things. Yes, the energy in our body could be used for something good, and it could be used for something which isn't so good. But on this account, because one is using it for a good purpose, nishapech mira letoiv, it's transformed from bad to good, v'nichlal mamash bekedusha, and it's absorbed, really absorbed in holiness, kenefesh elokis mamash, as if the animal soul had become like the divine soul itself. Because it's the animal soul which is doing the activity, running to help the person, doing this, doing that. It's doing these action of the mitzvahs. And without the energy of the divine soul, the divine soul wouldn't be able to have its effect in the body. You need the animal soul. Kihi, because the divine soul by itself, ruchnius, is spiritual. Vahaguf gashmi v'chumri, and the body is very physical. Vahamamutza beinayim, and the intermediary between them, between the divine soul on the one hand and the physical body on the other, hi nefesh achiyunis habahamis, is the animal soul, the vital soul, the energy, the physical energy we've got. Hamalubeshes v'dam ha'odom, which is enclosed in our blood, shebelibo, in our heart, v'chol aguf, and our whole body. And so that is an incredible thing, that there is the animal soul working inside us in order to achieve something good, and there you are rushing about and going from one person to another and doing this and doing that, and to this person you're speaking to them in this way, or you're holding something, or you're doing something to help them. And that is the way that the whole person is absorbed in doing a beautiful mitzvah which connects them and every aspect of them to Hashem. So then we discuss later the fact that this animal soul, you made the point, you said, well, I'm really just the same person. And that's what he's going to discuss next week, is the idea, even though the animal soul hasn't changed its nature, it's still the same problematic animal soul, which may have some rather negative qualities, but at this point we're using it to do something good. And that is a tremendously significant aspect of what we're doing, because it really has a cosmic significance that we are using our animal soul in order to do something good. Then he's going to consider the question, even though we are not actually transforming this animal soul. But that will be next week, Matt.
Thank
okay.
you. That was lovely. Thank you very much.
May it give you the strength to carry on.